Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and listeners like you. Many thanks, listener supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll celebrate Valentine's Day with sexy, seductive, and sensuous songs and instrumental music. You may think that only the French could write such songs, but sometimes it's the intention of the performer which can bring out the sensuous quality of a song. Compare the rather straightforward performance of The Foggy, Foggy Dew by Christopher Maltman with that of Bryn Terfel.
As a bachelor, I lived all alone and worked at the weaver's trade. And the only thing that I ever did wrong was to woo a fair young maid. I wooed her in the winter time and in the summer too. Only thing I did that was wrong was to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew. One night she came to my bedside when I lay fast asleep. She laid her head upon my bed and she began to weep. She sighed, she cried, she damn near died. She said, "What shall I do?" So I hauled her into bed and I covered up her head just to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew. Oh, I am a bachelor, I live with my son, and we work at the weaver's trade. And every single time that I look into his eyes, he reminds me of the fair young maid. He reminds me of the winter time and of the summer too, and of the many, many times that I held her in my arms just to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew.
As a bachelor, I lived all alone and worked at the weaver's trade. And the only thing that I ever did wrong was to woo a fair young maid. I wooed her in the winter time and in the summer too. And the only thing I did that was wrong was to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew. One night she came to my bedside when I lay fast asleep. She laid her head upon my bed and she began to. She sighed, she cried, she damn near died. She said, "What shall I do?" So I hauled her into bed and I covered up her head just to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew. I am a bachelor and I live with my son and we work at the weaver's trade. And every single time that I look into his eyes, he reminds me of the fair young maid. He reminds me of the winter time and of the summer too, and of the many, many times that I held her in my arms just to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew.
The Foggy, Foggy Dew. The second interpretation by Bryn Terfel with Malcolm Martineau was close to X-rated, no? The first version of this English folk song, arranged by Benjamin Britten, was sung by Christopher Maltman with Julius Drake, the pianist. Sometimes the words or their implications are as important as the particular spin the singer gives. Listen to these two versions of Mahler's Ich atme einen Lindenduft. I breathed in the scent of linden. In this case, a branch of the tree has been brought in by the beloved, and the scent remains behind and reminds of love's gentle fragrance. two versions of Mahler's Ich atme deinen Lindenduft, I breathe the scent of linden. First, it was Dietrich Henschel with the Halle Orchestra conducted by Kent Nagano. Then we heard Christa Ludwig with the Philharmonia Orchestra led by Otto Klemperer. This is the Valentine's edition of Singing and Other Sins. We've enjoyed some sensuous love music from England and Germany. Now let's move to passionate Spain. In the following Granados song, the woman knows that her glance is so powerful that she must keep her eyes lowered. We'll hear two versions of the song, first with Pilar Loengar and then Maria Bayo. Between them, we'll hear a portion of the Granados piece for piano called Goyescas, performed by Alicia de la Rocha.
Mi res mor.
Sensual music from the pen of Enrique Granados. Two versions of his song called El Mirar de la Maja, The Glance of the Maja. Just now, Maria Bayo with Malcolm Martineau, and the first one with Pilar Loengar with Alicia de la Rocha, who we heard in the middle playing a section of the Goyescas, also by Granados. We can't go for long without the sexy French to enliven this singing another sin's version of Valentine's Day. Ravel set his songs of Madagascar with cello and flute as well as piano, and the melody called Na Andova is as close to X-rated as we can get. The lover makes a bed of leaves ready as he waits for his dear Na Andova. He hears her running to join him. They make love. He says that the delight passes like a sudden flash. Her head sinks onto him as their rapture is extinguished by languor. After she leaves, he can only think of her return. As usual, two versions of this Ravel song with a portion of his very sexy Daphnis and Chloe in the middle.
Thank you. si ombre si pilée que donne une marge rapide. Chantons le froissement de la bagne que l'enveloppe. Thank you.
volando. L'oiseau nocturne a commencé ses cris, la pleine lune brille sur ma tête et la rosée naissante humecte mes cheveux. Voici l'heure qui peut arrêter Nandove, ô belle Nandove. Le lit de feuilles est préparé, je l'ai parsemé de fleurs et d'herbes odoriférantes. Il est digne de tes charmes, Nandove, ô belle Nandove. Elle vient, j'ai reconnu la respiration précipitée que donne une marche rapide. J'entends le froissement de la hagne qui l'enveloppe. C'est elle, c'est elle, c'est elle, c'est Nandove, la belle Nandove. Repose-toi sur mes genoux. Que ton regard est enchanteur, que le mouvement de ton sein est vif et délicieux. Sous la main qui le presse, tu souris, Nandove, ô belle Nandove. Tes baisers pénètrent jusqu'à l'âme, tes caresses brûlent tous mes sens. Arrête ou je vais mourir, meurt-on de volupté, Nandove, ô belle Nandove. Le plaisir passe comme un éclair, ta douce haleine s'affaiblit, tes yeux humides se referment, ta tête se penche mollement et tes transports. C'est elle dans la longueur. Jamais tu ne fus si belle, Nandove, ô belle Nandove.
The first rendition of Ravel's Nandove was sung by Jesse Norman with members of the Ensemble Intercontemporain. The second was with Gérard Souzet, with Dalton Baldwin piano, Jean-Pierre Rampal flute, and Robert Codier cello. The panting, exotic interlude was from Ravel's Daphnis and Chloe with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Pierre Monteux. You're listening to the Valentine's edition of Singing and Other Sins. Let's take a little breather from all that passionate music and hear something simple from the pen of Samuel Barber. He used the words of medieval Irish monks written on the margins of their copying.
I do not know with whom Aidan will sleep, but I do know that fair Aidan will not sleep
of Barber's Promiscuity, one of the shortest art songs I know, first with Gerald Finley and Julius Drake, and then with Leontine Price and Barber himself at the piano. Now for a Rachmaninoff set, two versions of the song I remember, with a romantic portion of his second piano concerto as the interlude. The poem of the song says, I remember this day, the morning of my life. Silently she stood before me, her breast rising, her cheeks aglow. With her sudden confession of love, a new world opened before me.
Thank you.
The passionate Rachmaninoff, heard in two versions of his song, I Remember This Day, first with Elisabeth Söderström and Vladimir Ashkenazy, then with Alexander Naumenko and Howard Shelley. In the middle of the Rachmaninoff sandwich, we heard a portion of his second piano concerto with Sviatoslav Richter and the Warsaw National Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Stanislav Wysocki. We now return to French Melody, this time by Henri Duparc. This is his Fidèle, who lays with the poet on a flowery meadow. He encourages her to rest, but with the setting of the sun invites her tenderest kisses to reward him for his waiting.
ton plus beau sourire et ton meilleur baiser. Me récompense de l'attente.
Thank you.
Two wonderful versions of Duparc's Fidèle, just now with Victoria de Los Angeles and the Orchestre de la Société des Concerts du Conservatoire, directed by Georges Prêtre. The first singer was baritone Bernard Crisson with Noel Lee piano. Mariana Lipovcek with the Philadelphia Orchestra, led by Wolfgang Sawallisch, in Wagner's Schmerzen, the exquisite pain of love. This has been the Valentine edition of Singing in Other Sins, but how can we end without something passionate from Wagner's Tristan und Isolde? portion of Wagner's Love Night from his Tristan und Isolde, arranged by Stokowski and performed by the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, conducted by José Serrabier. Remember to go to the HPR website for the Art Song Contest info. That's hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. This is Gary Hickling wishing you Happy Valentine's Day and aloha.